You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we welcome Lester Oliva and Gabrielle Purick from Medic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So with more than 350,000 Americans suffering cardiac arrest each year, according to Harvard Medical School, and several rates are grim as those that have heart attacks occur outside of the hospital. Can you talk to us a little bit about how CPR plays a role for how people recover from those heart attacks and the chances of recovery increasing by being around those that know CPR?
Scott, those are grim statistics, but I want to give you the statistic that truly matters is that sudden cardiac arrest happens to people that sometimes didn't know they had a heart problem. They could be as young as a teenager or a senior citizen. So it's one of those things that affects us in a way that is unexpected. And the ability of somebody being out there to respond, to help somebody in that event is critical. It's critical for us in the emergency medical services because we get to you really fast. However, until we can teleport, there still needs somebody to help us. And this is why we have Gabby here. Gabby is part of a new collaborative initiative between us and two hospital systems to do two things. One, to get people to get people trained in non-certified CPR free of charge for groups of 25 or more, and to also help people know when there's a cardiac arrest, when somebody's not breathing, their heart stopped, they're technically dead, how they can help by downloading what's called Pulse Point Responder. You can get it at the App Store or Google Play, and it will let you know that, hey, in that same restaurant you're in, six tables down,
wow,
somebody's having a true emergency. And it's a game changer for our community. And
how long has that been around, this app?
So we just officially launched January 24th, just a month ago. So we've been live for about a month, and we rolled that out to the public around then. We had it available to our employees and some of our partners with fire and police a little bit before that, but it just rolled out about a month ago.
Wow. Who developed that software?
So there's a company in California called the Pulse Point Foundation. They've been around for a few years. This application is in about 3,300 communities nationwide. Mm-hmm. So it's been proven to save lives. It's been proven to show a connection between our analog system of 911, which we've been using for over 50 years, to the digital platform, the Uber society that we are in regards to having our smartphones. So it's a really great benefit to have here in Charlotte. And our citizens, our visitors, They've been great. We've had over close to 2,000 downloads since we've started the application here in Charlotte.
In Charlotte, 2,000?
Yes, 2,000 downloads. We want to get to 10,000. That's our goal by the end of the year. So we're hopeful that people like yourself, people that are listening, are going to step up, download the app, and know that the chances that they're going to get notified that there's an emergency, it's small because it's something that doesn't happen every minute of the day, thank God. But the impact they can make on somebody's life, it's life changing. It's the difference between living in a nursing home for the rest of your life or being able to play with your kids, have another fun birthday, go on vacation, wow, or buy some nice real estate.
That's incredible. So any idea how often those 2,000 folks that have downloaded or what difference the app is currently making in the community?
So right now with 2,000 users, we've seen activations, people notified that there's a cardiac arrest. Usually a few times a week it's happened. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have the app, you don't have to respond.
Yeah.
So, if you're with your kids or you're driving by and it just gets notified you,
sure,
you don't have to act. If you do, we appreciate it. And so we're still waiting for that save from that person that has the app to go and help. So that's why we need more people. With about a million people here in Mecklenburg County, I think we can do it. But one place where this initiative has really made an impact is on the training. And Gabby can tell you a little bit about how many people have been trained.
Yeah, so we're up to 986 people that have been trained in CPR, bystander CPR. So those are 986 people who have taken the initiative to get themselves prepared, be able to respond to emergencies, use the PulsePoint app when they have that notification. So that is something that's really amazing to see, is those people taking that step to becoming first responders to our first responders.
Absolutely. I'm ashamed to say that I'm not CPR certified, but I'm willing to commit today here on the air that I'm going to become that CPR certified. Yeah. And furthermore, we can talk about maybe putting together a group to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is the perfect training for people like yourselves, for lay people like myself. I'm not a paramedic or an EMT. I don't come from a clinical background. After taking this training myself and after teaching it over and over again, I truly feel like it made a difference in how prepared I feel to respond, how much I feel like I could make an impact. So I really love sharing that with other people. It's great preparing people who otherwise wouldn't have had that confidence to do something so life-saving.
Absolutely. I love it. And it also seems like the low-hanging fruit for use of this app are the folks that are already in medical to some degree, either nurse or physicians or are you getting the word out to folks that are already in medical?
Yeah, absolutely. So this app is perfect for anybody in Mecklenburg County at all. It's really great for anybody who has any sort of CPR training. But yeah, people who have that certification, we're working with our partners over at both the hospital systems to get the word out to their CPR certified people. And anybody who feels confident to save a life through this app really should download it. But we definitely are reaching out to all of our partners in the community as well.
And what I want to tell you, Scott, is we've always had this. Well, we've had this since we've had our 911 call center here at Medic since 96, I believe, was the year we started. When you call 911 and you're saying, hey, this is the emergency that I'm having, those people that answer the phone, they're trained to speak to regular people just like yourself and tell you exactly what to do. So even though you're not certified right now, it doesn't matter. Our folks are going to walk you through it. They're going to tell you how to do it, and they're going to give you the confidence. But if you take the class with Gabby or you take it with us, you're still not going to be certified. But what you're going to be is you're going to have the next level of confidence that when it arrives, you know that this is what the paramedics taught me. This is what they're going to tell me over the phone. So you're not going to be a deer about to get hit by a car.
Right.
You're going to jump into action and be part of the team. Because when I go in as a paramedic and I see that you're on the ground pumping on that person's chest, keeping them alive, you won't see it when you see me, but I'll be smiling deep inside because I know you just gave me a chance. Because every minute that goes by that nobody does anything, their chances of survival decrease by 10%.
10%, okay.
Yeah, so you can do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the confidence. So let's talk about the impact of smartphones. Okay, we can go and we can download the app in advance after we've gone through the training or become CPR certified. So obviously the first thing you want people to do is to call 911 and then maybe get into what a lot of people are good at in multitasking. Have 911 on the phone, but then also proceed with the instruction that you're given through the operator.
Yeah. Are you sure you haven't taken our class yet? That is really is perfectly said. 911 is always your best option. You want to make sure that what you're doing at the scene is only bridging the gap between when our paramedics are there to help you. So you taking action is amazing, but you want to make sure 911 should always be your first move. And then we'll prepare you to respond for those next few minutes. So there's only a few minutes you'll be alone.
Yeah, and we can see the difference on how bystander CPR changes lives. You know, Charlotte Douglas International Airport is probably one of the safest places in Mecklenburg County to plan your cardiac arrest.
Yes.
They have automated external defibrillators throughout the building. We have trained paramedics there, trained firefighter EMTs. Plus, there's a large group of employees who work at the airport, the staff from the contract companies that step up and do bystander CPR. So if you can plan it, that's where I would be.
So quick question regarding pulse point. So, you know, the lay people like myself, if someone, you know, if we're at a public place and someone goes down and if they're, let's say it's something else, they're breathing fine. Does this pulse point work for things other than just cardiac arrest and CPR?
No, pulse point is only for cardiac arrest and CPR. You know, there's certain medical conditions that you're going to see when you're out in public that might happen. Somebody might have a seizure. Somebody might fall down and, you know, hurt their knee. Somebody might complain of chest pain at a restaurant. Those are things that happen every day. Mm-hmm. And so the interventions you can do are limited. And 911 will tell you what you can do.
Sure.
But for those cases, those that the person's life is literally leaving their body, those are the ones that you as a bystander can do the most. And right. Calling 911 just starts the ball rolling. The Pulse Point app just gets you more people. It's like if you got a basketball team of people that have the Pulse Point app, that just gives you more bodies, more muscles to do compressions.
Absolutely.
Trust me, when you take our class, Gabby is going to make you do 90 seconds of compression. And after 90 seconds, you're going to be like, oh, I want to have everybody download the Pulse Point app. I need some help.
That's why she has such built and firm arms there, right?
Yeah.
That's where I get my muscle from.
All those classes. I love it. So, so Lester, how did you get started in medic?
So I share a similar story that some of our paramedics and EMTs do, I started this career later in life, in my early 30s. I got a college degree in business, worked in insurance and finance, and I felt that I wasn't fulfilling my purpose. I wasn't satisfied with what I was doing. So I wanted to go to medical school, to PA school, physician assistant school. And one of the requirements is you have to have medical experience. So one of the best things you can do, and a lot of our new EMTs do this, they go to EMT school, emergency medical technician school. It costs less than $500, takes less than a college semester. And I started working for Medic, getting my experience. And I learned that my passion for helping people was being served by the work that I was doing. And I also learned that I love being outside. So being a PA is probably not going to be for me, being inside a medical office the whole time. So then I just progressed with my career, became a paramedic. But it helped me find the passion and the drive for helping people through medicine. Because if you talk to any of our EMTs or paramedics or even our telecommunicators, the ones that answer 911 call, they will definitely tell you that they don't do this for the money.
Mm-hmm. Service to others, doing, and it sounds like it really takes a giver to be in your position, as well as the operators that receive the phone calls day in and day out.
Yeah, Scott, you see people in their best of days, but then you also see people in their worst of days. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that, somebody has to do it. And not everybody has the personality or the character traits to do it. And that's perfectly fine. We have plenty of EMTs that start with us. And a year later, they decide this is not for them. Or, a week into it, they learned this is not for me. And it's okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, those that do remain and stick around are those that have tied a why to really wanting to serve a higher purpose and serve others. So Gabby, tell us what attracted you to Pulse Point and the product and the app and the service that you're promoting?
So I just actually graduated from my grad program in May. So I'm very new to medic, very new to emergency medical services. I haven't worked in this field before, but it was something that when I saw the opportunity to, I really was inspired by the work that I see these people do. So even from my office, I'm not an EMT, I'm not a paramedic. I sit in an office or go out and do these trainings and things like that. I think the one thing that really sticks with me about working at Medic is that it's always very easy to see the why, like you were talking about. Like, it's really easy to see the end point and feel attached to what's happening on the very end of what you're doing. So I feel like there's not that distance between the work that's being done and the work that I'm doing in my office. So seeing the impact is really amazing at the end of the day.
And every time we have a patient who was saved by one of our crews, Every time they come to Medic to meet the crew, I always bring Gabby along.
I cry. Yeah, it's so emotional. They're all so, like, it's such amazing stories, and they really are. You're watching somebody whose life was saved by the person across from them, and they're saying, thank you, and I literally wouldn't be here without you, and it's it gets me every time.
Yeah, so 350,000 sudden cardiac arrests happen every year. You know, we usually said in the beginning of the show, but I always like to tell people, I don't think about that big number. I think about... you know, Mr. Johnny Davis, who went into cardiac arrest Christmas Eve, and his wife heard him making noise like he was choking on himself in the middle of the morning. And, you know, she woke up and did bystander CPR and helped save his life. And he's one of our biggest proponents.
Wow.
I think of Paul Wiley, who was running with his F3 crew at 5 a.m. in the morning down in Pineville, a former silver medalist skater. And, you know, his teammates, his F3 buddies, went ahead and started CPR compressions.
Wow.
I mean, I can tell you stories until it's like 3 a.m. here. Cause there are so many people, and I see their faces. I see their families' faces, and that's really impactful.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. So, guys, tell me the difference. As I understand CPR, having not been certified, but from where I am, people for the longest time used compressions as well as two breaths. And I've heard a few radio ads go through the radio where they're taking that two breaths piece out of the equation, and they're promoting the compressions only. Can you tell us a little bit more of how that came to be and what the difference is?
Yeah, absolutely. So great question. Through our trainings, we teach non-certified hands-only CPR. So hands-only is that piece that you're talking about where it's compression-only or bystander CPR. So after lots of studies and data, we go based off of the American Heart Association guidelines for hands-only CPR, which is just pushing hard and pushing fast on a person's chest. And the reason that we recommend that is that it was found to be just as effective in most cases of cardiac arrest for CPR. So we are trying to get as many people to feel confident and comfortable doing CPR. And a big part of that was promoting hands-only CPR. It's so much easier to do than remembering your breaths and remembering to measure and things like that. So make it as simple as possible.
And besides being simple, Scott, it's also talking about compliance. People listening to the 911 dispatcher, when we used to tell people to give two breaths, we're asking them to put their mouth on a perfect stranger that might have blood or vomit or saliva. Somebody you don't know. You know, it's usually not Brad Pitt who's like falling in front of you. So we've learned that people are more compliant to just do the chest compressions. Because there's only two types of CPR for bystanders. There's no CPR, which that's bad CPR. And everything else you can do for me, I will take.
So Gabby, remind us again, how is the best way for our listeners to tap into Pulse Point and get involved and go through one of your training courses?
Yeah, that's a great, thank you. So if you visit, we have a website that promotes our Keep the Beat program. So it's keepthebeatmech.com. And or you can email directly to pr@medic911.com. And either one of those will get you in touch with either myself or Lester, and we'll get you set up in the best class for you.
Well, very good. I really appreciate you guys being here in the studio today, sharing this fantastic information that will serve obviously our listeners and anyone that our listeners may want to share it with. It's great information, and thank you for being here. So, Lester, Gabrielle, thank you so much. We appreciate.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. I mean, I can't say it enough. We have a great 911 system here in Charlotte. It could only get better by people like yourselves helping us be citizen heroes by downloading the app, taking the class, and be part of our team.
Yeah, thank you for helping us get the word out.
Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Until next time, Scott Pridemore with Pridemore Properties.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.